A Eureka police officer on patrol pulled over a vehicle driven by 33-year-old Nathan Burgoon, who was talking on a cell phone while driving on Thursday. Burgoon is also on active probation, and the officer searched the car and found a bag containing 7 handguns. Burgoon was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm and booked into county jail. Fortuna police arrested 3 people at a South Fortuna Boulevard motel on Thursday evening and confiscated a stolen handgun, methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. Officers were called to the motel after receiving a report about suspicious activity, and they contacted 24-year-old Alex Bennett of Fortuna, 20-year-old Kylie Howard of Fortuna, and 24-year-old Ethan Gordon of Rio Dell. A search of the room turned up the drugs and the stolen weapon, and all 3 were booked into county jail for drug possession. The investigation is ongoing, and police expect to make more arrests in connection with the incident. There are 508 registered sex offenders who live in Humboldt County, and a multi-jurisdictional sweep to contact those who are required to register has taken place over the past 3 weeks. The effort was led by the Sheriff's Office and involved officers from all local police departments, the DA's office, and U.S. Marshals. As of Thursday, officers had contacted 327 offenders and found 271 to be in compliance with the state rules. 27 of those contacted had failed to remain in compliance, 10 were in custody, 14 were not found at the addresses they listed, 3 had provided false addresses, and 3 were dead. For those who failed to meet the sex offenders registration requirements, they could face either misdemeanor or felony charges, and warrants will be issued for those found to be out of compliance. The Drug Task Force has been on scene in Fortuna. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Humboldt County deputies have found another 2,000 marijuana plants in a Fortuna storage unit on this, their second day of their search. They've been investigating a storage facility on Airport Road in Fortuna and have found units equipped for indoor cultivation. That includes plumbing, electricity, and grow lights. Lieutenant Steve Knight says they have used search warrants to explore the storage units with the help of the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. Investigators found another 2,000 plants on their first day searching the units. Knight said he expects multiple arrests in the investigation. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Fortuna police were called out to the Strongs Creek Plaza Shopping Center early Thursday morning after receiving a report that there may be people on the roof. When officers reached the scene, they found several stolen items behind the building and noticed a woman on the roof, a woman who refused officers' demands to come down and then proceeded to hide in the rafters of the building with a second suspect. A Fortuna canine unit was called in, as well as backup from Ferndale police and sheriff's deputies, and the rooftop area and the overhang areas were searched. It took more than an hour, but officers did find 48-year-old Joyce Mullins and 35-year-old Chris Crowell, who were arrested without incident. It took an aerial ladder truck from Fortuna Fire to get the pair down, and both were booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The new fiscal year begins in July, and that means cities across the county must begin hammering out the details of their budget plans. Although Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza retires later this year, he will still play a key role in the development of a budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. The process of creating a budget involves both the city manager and the city council. Mendoza commented on what he's looking for from staff.
What I require our staff to do is to present a plan, and I want to see their figures. I want to see their calculations as to why they need so much money and how that's going to go. So it's based on accurate budget plan. If they don't have a good plan that I can understand how they're going to spend the money, then I'm probably going to pass on it.
Mendoza added that the feasibility of a project must be taken into account as well.
I look at what the needs are and what we have to have, and I focus on that, and then I look and see how I think well the departments are to implement it. You know, some of these are big projects. If it looks like the department isn't ready yet, they really haven't had enough time to plan it out yet, then okay, next week, because I'm not going to allocate this money unless I know that you're going to be able to actually accomplish it.
The next Arcata City Council meeting is scheduled for May 7th. Fortuna police arrested 33-year-old Eureka resident Jesse Allen Hansen at just before 3 o'clock on Thursday morning after confronting him while he attempted to steal a car in the 2100 block of David Way. Hanson was in the car attempting to get it started when officers found him, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.